Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have Bill Producer and Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio this hour. Coming up, we're going to check in with Mermaid Lizzie, who is fresh from the Florida Keys. And that's not like she's, you know, prepared to be, you know, filleted and eaten, that kind of thing. No, she has been diving down there. She's been conducting some dive instruction and training with actually some future Scuba Radio mermaids. She's been kind of whipping the pod into shape, so to speak. Bill.
I can't wait to be on the air with you and to go diving with you in the Maldives.
Okay, that isn't Lizzie. She's not English or a female impersonator.
Okay.
However, we'll let her speak for herself and let and turn Bill's mic off accordingly. But that is coming up a little later on. First, we got Elisa on the line. Mermaid Elisa. She's helped us out being a mermaid. She's probably the most flexible mermaid we've had here at Scuba Radio. How are you, Elisa?
Hello.
I'm great. How are you? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Obviously, you have an audience that found that slightly amusing, because I heard them in the background. Or you have a dog that just coughed up a nasty...
I'm actually at a bar.
At a bar. Okay. Well, that's where most our mermaids hang out. That's where we find them.
That's a good way to work on your flexibility.
Yeah, could be.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Actually, Mermaid Elisa, she actually... is a yoga instructor on top of her mermaid duties and actually underwater filming capabilities, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit too. So, but before we get into that, let's talk about your flexibility and how this came to be, because that's what every man on the planet wants to know, Lisa. And you have been expanding this this attribute that you have onto surfboards now too. I see some posts on Facebook where you're actually doing yoga on these paddle boards. And I guess
that's correct. I did it this morning. I took six people out, and we went out for 2 hours, and we paddled around, and then we found a nice spot to stop, and we did a 1 hour long class.
Yeah.
If I can suggest, Elisa, don't put six people on one paddleboard, because Coast Guard is going to come, especially if you post that on Facebook.
Yeah, what it makes for great video, though.
Separate paddleboards.
Yeah, separate paddleboards. And I guess the big question that most people would have about this is why? Why do you do this? Why take yoga to the paddleboard? I mean, I know it's the latest craze. It's the latest fitness craze. But, I mean, is there some advantage to being on the paddleboards?
The core.
It has to be more challenging. And the purpose of yoga is to catapult yourself into the present moment and stop all your worrying about the future and the past. So, but often if you do a lot of yoga, then you just go through the routine of it. So when you go onto a paddleboard, you actually have to concentrate a little bit more, cause it's a little bit harder.
Okay.
So you're saying if I go with you to do yoga on paddleboards, I will not constantly be thinking about the future where I'm going to be all wet. Ending up in the water.
Exactly. Well, that's the aim. The aim is to, focus on the present moment and just enjoy the nature that you're surrounded by.
I think the only yoga position.
Really, really beautiful.
I think the only yoga position I could do on a paddleboard is downward dogfish.
Downward dogfish.
I'm not sure I know that pose.
Yeah. Well, yeah, who knows what Bill is doing. I don't know if it's a pose or more of a epileptic seizure is probably more what it would look like. But that's what you do to keep in shape in between your diving adventures, though, right, Elisa?
Yeah. Yoga. I'm a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
Classes a week.
Mm-hmm. Right. By the way, do you have a favorite pose yourself? I mean, isn't that one of the things yoga folks do? Like, there's a particular pose, like the diving dog or what the hell? I don't know.
I'm not your typical yoga practitioner. I just enjoy the whole practice because it's personally just it's helped me just not just worry too much about anything anymore. It's just calming you down. It makes you happy. Yoga makes you happy.
Yeah. Basically. Okay. All right, I like it.
And then,
I feel the same way about bourbon.
Not the same. And bourbon doesn't make you as flexible. However, if you drink enough of it, you won't feel it.
When you try to do
splits.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever works for you,
Okay, well, there you go. All right, well, I know you just got back from the Silver Bank doing some diving and filming with humpback whales, right?
Wait, she was with was diving with humpback whales with gorillas?
No, it's the silverback.
Diamond. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, the
silverbacks.
I said silverbacks.
Yeah.
No, silver banks.
Oh, silver banks. You probably said silver banks. I heard silverbacks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I see your hair and fall out of there.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's the silver bank, yes. No S. Silver bank.
Yeah, so you got it. Did you do a lot of filming, or were you just mating there on the boat?
Well, my job is water whale guide, so I, myself and Gene Slipsey, who owns the company, he hires me as his guide, and we basically take people swimming with whales every day. And so it's like a liverboard. It's actually not scuba diving. You're not allowed to scuba dive. It's all snorkeling.
Yes.
And it's a marine mammal sanctuary, and it's where all 10,000 plus whales congregate once a year for about 10 weeks for the season. And it's breeding season, and it's all social behavior, and you can jump in the water and swim with them.
Yeah, I did that trip a couple years ago, and man, it's something you got to mark off the list. It's truly unique, and I know you were doing a lot of filming. That's one of the things you specialize is snorkeling and diving with underwater video. So you were shooting the whales with what, like your big Gates housing and high def camera, or were you using the new GoPros, or a little bit of both, or what? What were you doing over there in the Silver Banks with the whales? What type of setup did you use?
I actually mentioned to using DSLR cameras, so I got rid of my Gates and my camcorder, and I moved to a Canon T4i because of the video technology, and I put it inside a Nauticam housing because it's a company I work for here in Fort Lauderdale with a nice mini dome, a nice wide-angle lens, and I can shoot video and photos with it, and I got some amazing images, and I had a GoPro mounted to the house.
Ah, okay.
It's nice and small, so I could swim easily with it. The problem with the Gates is that it was too big to carry in on the surface when you're swimming through currents and surface chopped, and
Yeah, I've been traveling with Elisa a couple times, and she would have this massive housing that was bigger than her, probably weighed more than her, and it was impressive.
Yeah.
But so you're shooting the Canon camera, is that a video, or is that that's an SLR that also shoots video? Is that what you said, or no?
Yes. I switched to DSLR just because it's just the way to go with video these days, And I personally can't afford the RED camera. The RED Epic is the new craze that everybody, but it's way too expensive. So the Canon T4i is a nice camera that takes pictures, a nice DSLR camera that takes pictures, but also shoots high definition video, as well as the GoPro. The GoPro, I shot like 1080p, 60 frames per second. Got some amazing video.
Yeah. So you have the GoPro mounted to the top of the camera housing, and just to give a particular. Well, I mean, what is the purpose if you're shooting video with the SLR? And does the GoPro just give you a different perspective, or you switch it up a little bit? And when you're shooting stills and shooting video with the GoPro, or what? What is the point of that? Because I've seen a lot of photographers doing just that type of setup, what you describe.
Well, mainly I had the GoPro just running on video. The two advantages is I was mainly taking still pictures with my DSLR,
right?
the GoPro was just running, recording, and it's such a wide-angle camera that it could, whatever, wherever I mounted it, it would be pretty much the same shot.
Got
but
it.
Also, so the advantage was I could take pictures, I have some high-definition video, but also the GoPro records at 60 frames a second, which my Canon does not, so I can slow down that footage. And I'm actually making a little short video now that I'll post online soon that will show the whales at the speed I recorded them at, but I'm also going to slow it down to 50% speed and 40% speed, and you'll see how it really improves the actual shots that I took.
Nice.
Slow it down, it just makes it amazing.
Yeah. The 60 frames per second will give you that ultimate slow-mo vibe when you're catching the whales or other divers. And
cool.
Very cool detail. And fluid motion, which is important when you're doing underwater video. All right, more coming up. Take a look.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh. In with your fins, we promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show, time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh.
Alright, so that's our little...
That was awesome.
Oh yeah, it was. And I wonder if Kesha would think the same. Because, you know, she has that new show, My Crazy Beautiful Life on MTV. I've been watching it. It's the latest reality show.
Of course,
you do,
all you watch is garbage television.
Well, I know. It documented 2 years of her world tour.
Documented and 2 years of a pop star's world tour.
Yeah.
That helps you in what possible way?
Well, I did that song with the idea of recruiting her as a potential new scuba diver. So she could help promote diving to those throngs of drunken and drug-crazed kids that attend her concert raves.
That is exactly the audience we are
targeting.
It's
all about sharing the love.
That is a complete overlap with our current audience.
Dreamer. Yeah. Yeah, glitter. She likes glitter. So, I like glitter, too. So,
I like
anyway,
glitter wow. tots.
you guys,
nice
really.
Job.
All right, so, but who knows? We can recruit her into the diving community. She may have already done the diving thing. She should be. Why? What? More people doing diving, the better, Bill.
Right.
That's what this show is about, is to promote and
share the love of diving. Targeting your marketing to an individual is probably not the best use
of
your
time. Well, no, she has all her, you know, Kesha fans. You know, there's two or three of them out there, aren't there?
The Kesh heads.
And they wear a lot of glitter and paint and, I don't know, they look
little else.
Pretty funky, actually. But, well, whatever. I don't care. It's what the kids are doing today, and God bless them for it. Let's get them in
the
water.
You are so hip.
If nothing else, we'll get them into the ocean and have them wash off. Okay?
Okay.
Anyway, there
nice
you go.
Nice to have a goal.
All right, so I got a new toy here that I'm not going to be able to use on my Maldives trip, unfortunately.
Yeah, because they have restriction on the number of batteries you can bring in. What does that thing run
Well,
on?
No, it's
18 D-cell batteries.
No, it's actually very small. You look at this thing. It's not much bigger than my regular cell phone, but this is actually a satellite phone from Globalstar, and they've hooked us up. I can't use it in the Maldives because they got some new satellite service going up in that part of the world that's not ready yet. So it's not going to be ready for me to use in that part of the world. However, when I get back and we head over to the Bahamas and out in the Caribbean,
in Dubai,
I could possibly. But they said it may not be working quite right there yet either. It's just in that whole general vicinity is a little light on the service. But it's coming in the next few months. It just won't be ready when I head out there in a couple weeks.
Actually,
yes, Jimmy.
Actually, Greg, during that last segment, I used that phone to order pizza. And the call was actually cost three times as much as the pizza.
No, it didn't. It did. Actually, that's the thing about this new satellite phone technology. The airtime is very economical. It's not that it's actually cheaper to call on a satellite phone, I believe, than it is to deal with, like, your cell phone and roaming charges in a lot of places around the world.
And get international coverage.
Exactly. And this thing, you literally just pop this antenna up here, and you can be, as long as you have a shot to the sky, you have to be outside, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that looks like a gun.
You could do this literally from a dive boat in the middle of nowhere. And that, my friends, would be very, very cool. Oh, very handy for us here at Scuba Radio, because we could report live from some of the places that we go diving from. And believe it or not, it does data and email and stuff too, supposedly. So we're going to put this thing to the test, but it's still going to be a few weeks from now. But it's the Globalstar phone. Qualcomm? I think it's Qualcomm.
It's
Globalstar is the company. I don't know what Qualcomm is.
Qualcomm made the handset.
Okay, that's what it was. But I was surprised how. I thought it would be much bigger than this too. This thing's stinky.
You know what?
What?
You are not the first person to say that to me today.
That it's stinky?
Yeah, I thought it would be much bigger than that.
Yeah.
I've been married for 12 years.
That's what she said. Anyway, so I got that new toy to play with. Other thing,
yes?
I'm going to put this stuff to the test in the Maldives as well. Now, we talked about this a couple months ago. The folks at Undersea were nice enough to hook us up with some of this new... Yeah, I gave you some, remember? I gave you some of this.
Oh, the checklist. Okay, yes.
No. This is the defog.
Oh, okay.
This is a defog. It's kind of like a wet nap type
right.
of.
You did give me one.
System that you can literally stuff
Greg
into your BC,
a wet nap.
And you can actually put the defog on underwater. So if you're underwater and your mask starts fogging up, you can open this thing up and rub it into your mask real quick, and it'll clear it up, and you'll be good for the rest of the dive. And it won't keep fogging up on you.
In the middle of the dive?
Yeah. You can apply it underwater.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
So they got two systems. One for that you use the little wet nap thing underwater, and then they have a service thing you put on before you head out for the day of diving that'll last for the entire day. So I'm taking both to the Maldives and give this stuff a good workout. But I've been hearing some good things about it.
I'll tell you what, nothing wrecks.
Undersea is the name of it, by the way. Undersea, S-E-E, Mass Defogger is the name of this new product, by the way.
Nothing wrecks a dive more than, you know, you get down to depth and you just start, I mean, you make sure that you're neutrally buoyant and you start on the dive and all of a sudden you're like, why is my mask fogging up?
Right.
This is the fifth time I've used it this week, and today it's gonna fog up on this dive.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Because
once you're underwater and it starts fogging up, I found that there's nothing you can do that gets it
screwed.
On fog for that dive.
Mermaids have that effect, and they will fog up.
Yeah, I don't dive with mermaids. I believe in their contract.
What? You believe in their contract.
I believe in their contract. They say, yeah, we don't ever have to see Bill in a wetsuit.
That's not a contract. That's a restraining order.
Whatever.
Regardless.
I knew I wasn't the one that signed it, but I had to live with it. That's all I remember.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to put it to good use because not only do I think it's a cool idea for product, especially if it works, and from all accounts from some people that I have let it borrow some of these things and give them a workout, they get good reviews. I got all new equipment that I'm taking to the Maldives, including two brand spanking new masks. And when do they fog up most? When they're
right
brand spanking new.
Yep.
And so I'm really,
With you, they got two chances. If they don't go fog free by the second time, you just throw them in the pile in the corner of your house.
No. Well, it's not a pile. It's more of a bucket. I have 45 masks
that didn't cut the mustard.
It's more of a bin, a giant bin.
You got a new prescription mask that you're taking with you,
don't
you?
Yeah, from prescription dive masks. Yeah. So I'm anxious to put this stuff.
Now that you're, what are you, 72?
What are you talking about?
My eyes are starting to fail.
No. It is a birthday bash in the Maldives.
That is true.
And we'll talk about that.
105.
Oh, shush. It's the Scuba Cowboys' birthday and my birthday the same week.
I'll tape Willard Scott's announcement of your birthday.
Oh, brother. I just left myself open for that one.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up in just a matter of moments, Mermaid Lizzie is fresh from the Florida Keys, doing a little dive instruction and mermaid recruiting. Or actually, she put three new Scuba Radio mermaids through a training course, or I don't know if it was an obstacle course or a hazing event. I don't know. But we're going to get the full report from her, as well as some of the diving that she did down in the Florida Keys last week, momentarily on the big show. Also, coming up, I'm actually getting ready, as you heard last week, to take Captain Patrick from our World of Boating show, and we're going to get him in the water finally. We've been going through his knowledge review for his Paddy Open Water Diver course, and we're getting very close. As soon as we get back from the Maldives, we've already scoped out a local pool here in Orlando. We're going to get him in for his confined open water training. And in the process, while we do that, I think Bill's going to get back in the water and do some diving.
I'm looking forward to it.
And Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ. Yep. And so they're going to kind of freshen up on some of their skills, do a little scuba refresher. And then we'll get the whole team back in the water down in the Bahamas and the Keys here during the summer. That is the plan. And then we'll have that satellite phone handy when we have to call for emergency assistance.
Help us.
That'll be nice.
What if Patrick suffers from acute hydrophobia?
Acute hydrophobia, huh? Fear of the water?
Yeah.
That could be a problem. I don't know. That'll be a good question, actually. We'll have to wait and see and find out if indeed he has any issues.
It wouldn't be the first time that's happened to you, Greg.
Well, it wouldn't be. You know, Bill, in particular, was, the thing about when I actually certified his kid was that, you know, he ended up having a problem. He did perfect on all the knowledge reviews. We got in the pool, and he ended up having an issue with having water on his face.
Wow.
Which created an issue with him completing the course. The only person I had started teaching that didn't finish. But I don't think it'll be the case. I'll plan.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all know Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, you're right. There were two people that I started on there, started teaching that didn't finish
Kelly's
her course.
Sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Carla didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And she got into the pool session. We got actually through a lot of the skills, but then she had a problem swimming underwater and wanting to release her hand from the side of the pool, which... You know, that's kind of a wall you don't want to hit.
Her fingerprints are still in the concrete.
Yeah. Yeah. I never
saw it. In the pool.
In the pool. But, you know, people have different, issues.
I had a lot of trouble with the face mask. I really did. It wasn't the water on my face. I hated taking a perfectly good mask situation and saying, screw this noise, I'm going to put water in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I hated that.
Well,
that's like jumping
skill,
out of a perfectly good plane.
When you're a dive instructor, that's probably the biggest skill that, potential divers have an issue with. Or that if you're going to get hung up, that is the skill when you're having to clear the mask and take the mask off underwater, where they have a tendency to wig out on you and then you have a potential problem. And sometimes it takes a little time to work through that, and sometimes they have to give up. You know, Lizzie.
Yeah, before we go on, though, I want to let you know, my son, who is now 24 years old, he was, I think, 17 when you were trying to teach him. He's 24 years old now. Mm-hmm. He's much more comfortable with water in his face. And actually, every drink that women throw in his face, he's much more comfortable with it now, and he hardly freaks out at all.
That's a therapy that I didn't think about at the time. take him out to a bar, and keep that in mind. I don't know. Lizzie, have you ever used that technique? She's a dive instructor as well as a Scuba Radio mermaid and on Scuba Radio right now. How are you, Lizzie?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. So, people, when you're teaching them how to dive, surely you've had this issue arise on you as well.
This is Lily. Shirley is a completely different person.
Shirley, she answers to anything. She just goes with the flow, as all our Scuba Radio mermaids do. But Lizzie, what do you think? When you're doing your dive instruction, have you had that mask clearing issue with some potential students in the past or no?
Yes, definitely. I call them bolters.
Bolters, huh? They bolt to the surface,
yeah,
which is never a good thing.
Wow.
When you're diving, for sure. Yeah, yeah. So do you have a technique other than what Bill just suggested, taking them to a bar and having girls splash drinks in their face, if they have that kind of thing? Or, I don't know.
That's definitely good. I also tell them to practice getting through a snorkel with their face in the water surface and get kind of used to the feeling of breathing without having their nose.
Right.
Is the problem.
Yeah, okay, yeah, do a little snorkeling and get more accustomed to floating on the surface underwater, and that has a tendency to kind of get them used to it a little bit. I suggested even getting into your bathtub. Fill that bathtub up full of water and grab your ducky and go to town.
Well, something which actually made things get better for Eric, but not good enough that he was willing to actually learn and master the skill.
Yeah.
We filled the mask with water and put it on his face.
Ah.
That was something you suggested, actually.
Right.
And made him wear it around the mall.
Putting the mask on his face with water in it and having him force the water out.
Yeah. And while he's driving down the street.
He wasn't driving down the street. No. We had him in the bed of the pickup truck, and it was raining.
Ah, okay. All right. There you go. All right. Well, Lizzie, let's talk about you since we got you on the phone. How are you, first of all? Things good?
Right. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm on a family vacation right now in St. Augustine, but the weather's kind of crappy, so we're doing a lot of movie watching instead of beach going.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't make sense to me.
Why?
That makes no sense. Yeah, I know it's raining, and you're going to get like 5 inches of rain over this weekend in St. Augustine, so great time to plan a vacation, Lizzie. But But if you're going to go diving anyway, it's going to be wet. So why not just go shore diving off of St. Augustine?
No.
It's totally wet under the water.
Because of all the runoff, Bill, the runoff.
No, no. Here's what you do. Lizzie there in St. Augustine, they got this Fountain of Youth place. Yeah, dive into that thing, and you'll never age a day in your life again. How about that?
Yep.
There's a project
I'll have to give
for
that a try.
Greg goes there every other weekend. It doesn't really work.
What? Look at me. All right. So anyway, that's where you are today. But last week you were down in the Florida Keys teaching. What were they? What was going on? Because I know you had three potential mermaids down there with you. They were actually doing some dive master training or on the job type dive master training. Explain what was going on down there. First off.
Yeah. So they were they are new certified dive masters and. They were doing some dives with our advanced and open water students during the day, so doing their dive master training. And then we were working on their mermaid training at night, so I was getting them used to basically...
Wait a second, that's just drinking.
Drinking
nighttime mermaid training is just drinking.
Yeah. Just drinking.
Right, that's, you know, you have to saturate the liver, and because there could be situations where that might happen. In the real world,
we have lost
them.
Three possible mermaids because they were on the liver donor list.
No,
and you can't be a legal liver donor and be a mermaid. It's it's a violation of the rules.
No. But it was a cross between training and hazing, is what you're saying. On the streets of Key West,
exactly.
Is that where you were? Yes. Well, I'm glad you took them under your fin and you know, showed them the ropes. And,
I tried.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, I have faith in you. I've seen. You know, Lizzie has a plenty
faith
of experience.
Faith is a different one of the mermaids.
Oh,
that's the girl
true.
From California.
Yes. That's right. That's right. But yeah, she'll still. Lizzie will get the job done. But I don't know. We'll leave the hazing elements to another day. As far as the training, though, what did they? Were they just there to? They're already certified dive masters. So you were taking them just to kind of give them. Some on-the-job training, is that right? The experience, is that the deal?
Mm-hmm. They, we had all of the dives pretty much organized, but they were leading divers and doing dive mastery things, changing O-rings, putting together my equipment, you know, the usual.
Ah, doing all the stuff you didn't want to do.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, because that's what we do as dive instructors. We get our divers certified, and then we make them do everything we don't want to. We make them worship us, you know, create a shrine. Maybe that's just me. But get me some coffee.
Pedicures. I'm tired of your pedicures, Greg.
Yeah, well, hey, got to do what you got to do. But yeah, but basically, you know, you got to pull rank every once in a while and enjoy yourself. That's part of being, you know, someday they might get to that point as well. But until they
do,
you do as I say, not as I do. Kind of thing. So, all right. So, you did that. Where did you dive down in the Keys? Were you in Key Largo or did you dive in south, you know, a little further south as well or no?
Yeah, we basically started our weekend, out of Tavernier and dove with Florida Keys Dive Center. Right. Also finished the week there and we did a few dives on the Duane. We dove the Bib. And I think all of the students really got to experience wrecks for the first time. So that was pretty cool for us.
Sweet. So those were the advanced open water divers who were taking on some deep stuff down to the wrecks there. Did you do any diving? I know you spent some time during the week further south, or was that where the mermaid hazing and training was taking place down on the streets of Key West?
Exactly,
okay.
Not a whole lot of working going on Summerlin Key, but we did have some good times there.
Okay, all right, so you know, they don't mix the two. Yeah, you dive when you dive, and you drink and train for mermaiding, you know, when it's appropriate. And when you're in Key West, hey, you do as the local or do as everyone else does. Which is basically down naked and paint yourself multiple colors.
We were only about 30 minutes from Key West, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was close enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of that segment of time do you actually remember, Lizzie? Because that was like a five-day period.
Not that much.
Yes.
We only lost a few people in Key West, so came back with about 90% of us, and that's all that really matters.
Well,
right?
You know, that's a pretty good percentage, actually. That's a little higher than what we typically do in a DEMA in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, thanks for checking in. I know you're excited about the Maldives. You know, we're just a week or two away from this. Are you ready for this adventure or what?
So,
What happened? Say it again.
I said I'm so excited. I can't wait.
All right. Well, we got cameras to document all those moments that will be a little bit too hazy to remember at the time, if you hear what I'm saying. Right? You know what
awesome.
I mean. Awesome. Yes. It'll be good. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on Scuba Radio and everywhere with the appropriate
Scuba Radio.
Black bars.
Yeah,
would you
exactly.
like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I got laid down in Hawaii by a brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. Then I got laid on the beach in Maui by a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand. By a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
You know, that's Eric Stone, by the way, and he is in Key West performing this weekend, I believe, at the Songwriters Festival going on this weekend there in that part of the world.
He's written a number of songs
at the end of the world, I
about
say.
Diving.
Yeah,
a lot of diving songs. He did also write, of course, I Got Laid in Hawaii.
Right.
And he also wrote the Scuba Dudes songs.
He did.
He was a writer for Scuba Dudes. We played that the last time.
We did indeed. Yeah. And he has been branching out. He's actually getting into bar ownership.
Well, you know, sometimes you're just there long enough and they punch your card and it's easier just to let you own the place than to give you your benefits for the amount of drinks you had.
Yeah, well, that could be. I don't know if he's looking at it.
I think
you know,
he cashed
like
in his frequent drinker miles.
That might have been. I don't know how that's working, but he's relocated to the Florida Keys and he's planning to open up his own place.
Dockside, is it in Tavernier or Isle Mirada? I can't remember. It's mid-Keys someplace.
I think it's down towards Marathon, I believe.
Could be Marathon. Someplace mid-Keys, that's all I know.
Yeah, I think it's further south. I think it's towards Marathon, but we'll find out. I think he's still
check
a
it
few
out. Dockside Cafe, I think, on Facebook. Dockside Cafe.
Yeah, and we'll have a full report for you here on the big show because, you know, he's like selling bar stools.
Yes.
Like you can get your own bar stool or something. I don't know. So we're going to have to get our get in on that action.
I asked if it would, if the bar stools which he showed were going to clash with my zebra striped spandex pants that I like to wear when I go out.
You're
going to
wear pants.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. When I go out, I have to wear pants. And
yeah,
I really
but this
like
is
these
the Florida
zebra
Keys.
Spandex pants. Oh, so it's not really a requirement?
Right, yeah, especially when you get down that within like a 50-mile radius of Key West.
Yeah, there we
it's
are.
It's definitely optional. But anyway,
it's like the studio.
Yeah, Dockside Cafe, unfortunately, is the place, I believe. But we'll like I said, we'll get a full report
also,
from Eric.
Also, you can just search for Eric Stone on Facebook as a musician. He's got a musician page.
Yeah. Or boatsongs.com.
Boatsongs.com.
Yeah.
Go to that website, too.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, he's got a good gig. I mean, he has to play at these places. Why not buy one?
Well, I think his idea is he's going to have live entertainment there, and he's going to be the live entertainment sometimes.
I would imagine so.
And,
home base of operations.
He and his woman are going to own the place. And
It's a Dockside Tropical Cafe.
Dockside Tropical. Thank you.
So, you know, he has a good idea. I've always wondered that. I was like, should we buy something? Should we? Well, what would I want? Would I want a...
Want to buy a tea shop?
No.
Oh, wait.
No.
Where were you 2 years
ago
when I really needed you?
I mean, we've already built two studios. And so we got the studio thing squared away. But I'm wondering, you know, I've always wondered, would I ever want to get my own dive shop or dive boat and then have a place where we could just go off by our, you know, by ourselves or invite listeners and stuff? And I don't know. I mean, would that appeal to you, Bill? What do you think?
A dive boat?
Or a floating studio. Maybe that's what our next, you know, I've always joked about this somewhat. About my ultimate plan was to have a floating studio. And it may be time to start thinking about that. I'm getting the plane thing squared away so we can fly to different places.
That'd be nice.
But once we get there and we want to get out on the water, we're going to need a boat.
Right.
And if I can combine the two where we actually have a studio set up on the boat, that would be kind of fun.
That you could land a plane on.
Ooh.
Actually, what you
it's
need
called an
is
aircraft
a seaplane.
Carrier.
Surplus aircraft carriers.
Yeah. Or a seaplane.
A seaplane, yes. Yeah. Well, that's the kind of plane. The plane I have picked out is a Grand Caravan on floats.
Cool.
Which is like a 10-seat airplane, single-engine airplane. Jimmy Buffett has one, supposedly, from Cessna. It's called a Grand Caravan. Not the van.
Not the Chrysler Grand Caravan?
No. Yeah, that's what you're picturing in your mind right
that
now
is
on
what
floats.
I am picturing.
Which
yes.
would be an impressive sight. Trust
not
me.
Really.
No, this is actually an airplane called a Grand Caravan that Cessna makes. And it's an impressive vehicle, and it's been kind of on my list of the plane that I would like to get my hands on someday as a private pilot. Which, by the way, I'm still a few months. It's going to be after we get back from the Maldives, so now it's looking like towards end of June at the earliest. I think that I'll have my private pilot certificate. For those keeping score,
where's the farthest
and
you've flown,
you know odds just for the odds makers. Because, it got delayed. We had some weather issues. That's what created
the farthest he's flown is 3 miles straight up.
That's not true. That is not true. I've flown a lot, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ocala, but, right? You went to Ocala, did you?
I went to Ocala. Yes, I did.
You know what? Nobody has a shirt that says that.
And I
went to Ocala.
Yeah, well...
You have
there.
Your
Baby
pilot
steps.
In command flight training shirt on.
I do. I got this
and
from...
And on the back of it, there's... There's a spot where you cut out the back of the shirt when you make your first solo flight.
Ah.
Wave
that's
goodbye,
didn't you
Bill.
Already make your first solo flight?
I did, yeah.
So how come this shirt is intact?
Because they gave this one to me free when I was at an air show in Lakeland.
And it was fun. Too expensive for you to cut the back of it off to indicate?
Well, no. I mean, this is just, I mean, it's just a fun take on it. That's what they do. Your first solo flight. And sometimes you don't know this. I mean, I found out literally like the week before I was planning my
it's
solo
better
flight.
If they don't tell you.
Yeah. That what they do, they cut the tail of your shirt off as a souvenir after you've completed this thing. And I'm like, why? Because you're all sweaty? Because you're freaked out and you've almost, you know, messed your pants? And so you really want to what is the purpose of that? Well, the reason is back in the day when private pilots were learning to fly, what they did was they tore the shirt tail off because when you had those planes where you're exposed to the instructor would fly behind you
and hold on to your shirt tail.
He would hold on to your shirt and like, hey, turn right, turn left by tugging on your shirt, And, you know, being that you're now a private pilot,
remember my
they tear
days.
The back of your shirt off because you don't need to do that anymore.
I remember my days as a barnstormer.
So we're going to apply this philosophy to Captain Patrick when we certify him to dive.
we're going to rip the back of his wetsuit.
Yeah, we're going to de-pants him. So he doesn't know that yet. Hopefully, don't tell him. Whatever you do. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better.
Downward sweater.
Get diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.